Welcome to History Unpacked. If you enjoy the content, then please subscribe or leave a comment. We welcome any feedback, and it's appreciated by our small team here. On February 18, 1944, in the skies above Nazi-occupied France, British and Free French pilots take on one of the most daring missions of World War II. Their target, a heavily fortified Gestapo prison. Their goal, a precision airstrike like no other, to blow open the walls and free the prisoners inside. Today, we're diving into one of the most audacious raids of World War II, Operation Jericho, a high-risk, low-altitude bombing run designed to break out French resistance fighters and political prisoners from a Nazi prison in Amiens, France. So, how did a handful of mosquito bombers pull off one of the most precise attacks of the war? Who ordered this dangerous mission? And did it actually work? In today's episode, we'll explore all of these questions and reveal the remarkable details of this mission. We hope you enjoy the episode. To understand the significance of Operation Jericho, we need to go back to occupied France in 1944. By this point in World War II, the Allies were gearing up for D-Day, but France was still under Nazi control. The Gestapo had been ruthlessly hunting down members of the French resistance, imprisoning and executing anyone suspected of working against the German war machine. One of the most notorious Nazi prisons in France was the Amiens prison, a heavily guarded facility holding hundreds of resistance fighters, political prisoners, and even some civilians caught up in the Gestapo's dragnet. But then, British intelligence received shocking news. The Nazis were preparing to execute over 100 prisoners, possibly within days. The Allies had to act fast. The British Royal Air Force, the RAF, was tasked with an almost impossible mission: bomb the walls of the prison to allow the prisoners to escape without killing them in the process. The operation fell to the elite No. 140 wing of the RAF's 2nd Tactical Air Force, led by Group Captain Percy Pickett, a legendary pilot known for his daring raids. Their aircraft of choice, the de Havilland Mosquito, a twin-engine fighter bomber built almost entirely from wood, which made it light, fast, and perfect for precision strikes. The plan was simple in theory, but incredibly dangerous in practice. Fly to a treetop level to avoid German radar, use precision bombing to breach the walls of the prison, destroy the guard barracks to eliminate resistance, allow the prisoners to escape before Nazi reinforcements arrived. But with Nazi anti-aircraft defenses in the area and the possibility of accidentally killing the prisoners, the risks were enormous. On the morning of February 18, 1944, 19 Mosquito bombers took off from RAF Hunson in England, escorted by Typhoon fighter planes. To maintain the element of surprise, they flew just 50 feet or 15 meters above the ground, skimming over fields, rivers, and villages at high speed. As they approach Amiens, Nazi anti-aircraft guns opened fire, but the Mosquitoes pressed on. The first wave of bombers targeted the prison's outer walls. The bombs hit their mark, blasting open sections of the southern wall, creating a potential escape route for the prisoners inside. The second wave took out the guard barracks, killing many Nazi guards and ensuring that the prisoners had a fighting chance to get out. But not everything went perfectly. One of the bombers crashed, and tragically, Group Captain Percy Pickett's Mosquito was shot down, killing him and his navigator. Despite this loss, the raid succeeded in blasting open the prison and over 250 prisoners escaped. Some were recaptured, but many, including key resistance members, made it to safety. So, was the Operation Jericho a success? Well, the prison walls were breached, allowing hundreds of prisoners to flee. The Nazi guards were eliminated, preventing immediate retaliation. And importantly, the mission sent a powerful message to French resistance: Britain would go to extreme lengths to support them. However, there were some controversies. Some prisoners were killed in the bombing or recaptured. Questions remain about who ordered the raid. Some believe it was a French intelligence operation rather than a British one. Some historians also argue that the execution threat was exaggerated and that the mission may have been unnecessary. Regardless, Operation Jericho remains one of the most daring air raids of World War II, a testament to the skill and the bravery of the pilots who risked everything.